It's now time for Trivia Tracks with yours truly, Price Robertson. Here's what was going on in the rest of the world in 1995. In Super Bowl 29, the San Francisco 49ers became the first NFL franchise to win five Super Bowls, defeating the San Diego Chargers. Tejano songstress Selena was gunned down in Corpus Christi, Texas, by the one-time head of her fan club. A bomb was set off at the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, killing and injuring more than 100 people. The perpetrators, Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols, were later convicted. Jacques Chirac was elected president of France. In Washington, D.C., the Korean War Veterans Memorial was dedicated. O.J. Simpson was found not guilty, yes, not guilty, of double murder for the deaths of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. NASA lost contact with the Pioneer 11 probe. The Fourth World Conference on Women in Beijing took effect with over 4,750 delegates from 181 countries in attendance. One of the most loved TV shows of the 70s, The Love Boat, was one of many shows courtesy legendary producer Aaron Spelling. Running from 1977 through 1986 on ABC, the show starred Gavin McLeod, fresh from his run on The Mary Tyler Moore Show as Meryl Stubing, captain of luxury passenger cruise ship SS Pacific Princess. The other members of the crew were Adam Doc Bricker, played by Bertie Capel, Burl Gopher Smith, played by Fred Grandy, Isaac Washington, portrayed by Ted Land, and Julie McCoy, played by Lauren Tews. Jill Whalen co-starred as Captain Stubing's daughter Vicky, starting in the third season. The show was notable for its use of the guest star cast anthology format, previously used on another ABC hit, Love American Style. A slew of well-known actors appeared in guest starring roles, with many famous film stars of prior decades making rare television appearances. Another ABC Aaron Spelling hit, Fantasy Island, had a similar format, as did the adventure drama Super Train and the espionage series Masquerade. Lauren Tews left The Love Boat in the eighth season and was replaced by Judy Klaus as Julie McCoy's sister Judy, the new cruise director. The show was very successful in the ratings in its first several years, but later fell out of the top 20. After the end of the series run in 1986, The Love Boat returned in the form of 3-hour-long specials in the 1986-87 television season. The show spawned plenty of spin-offs, sequels, and crossovers, including Crossing Paths with Charlie's Angels in a 2-hour episode of the latter show in 1979. A TV reunion movie called The Love Boat, A Valentine Voyage in 1990, and the revival series The Love Boat, The Next Wave for the UPN network in 1998. Question: who is Charles Wright? He is known to wrestling fans everywhere as the Godfather. A native of Las Vegas, Wright first entered pro wrestling after being noticed tending to a bar by wrestlers during the filming of the movie Over the Top. The wrestlers involved gave him the advice that with his large body type and unique tattooed look, he should try seeking out Larry Sharp and his Monster Factory to get into that business. Jerry Lawler gave Wright a job in the USWA, one that was the gimmick the wrestlers from the bar had given him. He took the name The Soul Taker, taken from one of the tattoos on his arm. After a brief stint in Japan and the American independence, he joined the WWF at the suggestion of his friend The Undertaker. He first wrestled there as Sir Charles, then took the ring name Papa Shango. In 1995, he became Kama, the Supreme Fighting Machine, later renamed Kama Mustafa when he became part of the tag team The Nation Domination in 1997. After The Nation split, he became the Godfather, known to wrestlers as a genuine tough guy and always surrounded by kayfabe girls from local strip clubs. He would offer his opponents the right to use these girls for any purpose if they would forfeit the match to him. The gimmick was highly popular with audiences. During the period of 2000 to 2001, he settled on the character The Good Father, but returned to the Godfather gimmick in 2002. He then briefly retired from wrestling, then made sporadic appearances on the wrestling circuit until calling it quits for good in 2014. In 2016, he was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame under the Godfather gimmick. For 50 years, the never-duplicated sound of Guy Lombardo's music captivated America. Every New Year's Eve until Lombardo's death in 1977, millions listened to and watched his famous broadcast. He was probably the most famous band leader who ever lived. Lombardo was born and raised in Ontario, Canada, and with his brothers, he formed his first orchestra in his father's tailor shop. His early recording sessions in the 1920s were examples of hot jazz, but later that decade, he switched to the sweet big band music he is most famous for. In 1938, he became a naturalized U.S. citizen. And although his style was dismissed by some in the jazz community as boring mainstream pop, trumpeter Louis Armstrong reportedly named Lombardo's Royal Canadians his favorite orchestra. In 1956, his first New Year's Eve TV special hit the airwaves, followed by 20 more. As a result of the special's popularity, he was nicknamed Mr. New Year's Eve, a title later given to Dick Clark. Though his New Year's Rockin' Eve specials premiered in 1972, when Lombardo and his band were still remaining popular on TV when we'd ring in the new year. Till next time, I'm Price Robertson, wishing all of you the happiest of New Year's.